listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, October 13th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as to those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin our broadcast this evening with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, and those are: 1, do no harm, do right; 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence.
I think tonight we should just start off with a quick happy birthday to Tracy Kelly. Shall we do that?
Oh,
her birthday was yesterday.
It was.
And everybody just take note. Tracy, if you're listening, belated birthday greetings again. I hear you're having a little family get together this weekend, and that'll be great fun, I am sure.
It's going to be a good time. And thank you. Yes, definitely a happy birthday to Tracy Kelly.
It's awesome.
And
so, there's a lot of birthdays in October. So anybody have birthdays coming up, we'd love to announce that on the show, especially when it's mine.
I think you're leading us somewhere.
That's a couple of weeks yet. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I have a good friend of mine, best friend Trevor Schuler. He is coming up on the 17th, not too much longer. So, yeah, a lot of good October birthdays. And,
yes,
you know, you kind of get that good energy out there when you're celebrating with people and you connect with people, and those connections, you kind of, you know, feed off of that energy to kind of brighten your lives.
I know.
You know, I think that is just as good a segue as any into what we were talking about before the broadcast.
Before we go any further, Audra said, she just wrote in the chat, her birthday was last Wednesday, which is why she wasn't here joining the program. Uh-huh. That's a good reason, Audra.
That is a good reason. Happy belated birthday.
And Ronnie's baby boy, not a baby, 21 tomorrow. And Dr. Edward, his is on Monday the 18th. Oh, see? Look at all these birthdays popping up, Michael.
October's a good month.
It is. It is.
Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, Dr. Edward. Audra, belated happy birthday. And enjoy it. Find reasons to celebrate in life. And another year around that sun is a good reason to celebrate, because life is rough and life is not guaranteed. Appreciate every moment of it.
Well, I always say, I have this thing about on your birthday is send out those vibes, those frequencies of energy. You know, visualize what you'd like. Don't hold on to it and control it, but just let that free-flowing meditation energy visualize of what you'd like for the coming year. And I'd be happy if everybody would join me in saying, COVID, go away. So.
Well, we'll visualize it together.
Okay.
And through the power of hope and, you know, probably nothing else, we'll see if it eventually abides.
I know.
It seems like that's going to be the way it goes anyway. But yeah, definitely something to celebrate once we kind of get past this. And we will. The human race always does. You know, no matter how much pain and misery we go through from times in our history, including many people currently in the world right now, we always will make it through. We survive. And we learn from it. But
no,
this
I
is
was
kinda...
having, sorry, Michael. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. She had called. And, you know, she's a little wound up about work and did a little venting and debriefing. And she finds a lot of people's energy really hurts her. And I said, well, you got to make your energy a higher frequency so everything blows through you. So, like, she had the idea, and we talked about this in depth, really, that putting a shield up, which is helpful, or, you know, letting things bounce off you, or, you know, kind of letting that energy rise above you, you know. And I said, well, think about, you know, if we have a vibration of 0 to 10, and we're operating at, you know, at a 5, and energy is hitting us at 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, we can try to manipulate all that. But if we just put our energy to 10, everything just kind of goes through us. It just mm-hmm. doesn't stay. It has nothing to lock on to. So it's about raising our frequency, raising our energy, so that we're not, you know what I'm saying, Michael? We're not harmed
Absolutely.
By this. It's just like raising consciousness, raise your energy frequency.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just... It's the kind of the same principle as something that's been talked about a lot, the idea of, you know, don't catch the ball, you know, in the terms of somebody is, you know, projecting their stuff onto you, just like somebody that throws you a ball and you reflexively want to catch it. When somebody does that emotional baggage at you, you reflexively as a human, part of our, you know, instinct is to be social and to empathize, is to catch it. You don't. You let it bounce off, and it's just, these are all different ways of saying raise your energy level, raise your frequency.
I totally agree, and that's kind of what we were going to talk about tonight, everybody, is energy frequencies.
Absolutely. And after 3 attempts at segues, I think we've got there.
We got there. Sorry, Michael. I got kind of sidetracked a couple of times, too.
Well, we've had some good reasons to be sidetracked, and this is a dynamic broadcast, especially when we have people in chat joining us. And it makes it a good broadcast, makes it a good discussion about these metaphysical questions and, you know, these explorations of life. So tonight, you know, kind of digging into, you know, frequencies and energies and different patterns we're seeing around the world. And I think you had some good stories that you were telling me a little bit about before the broadcast in terms of the natural world. I think that's probably as good a place to start as any.
I've been reading reports. I mean, I glean over the news and, you know, see what's what and where. And then I start putting a pattern together of, whoa, wait a minute. Something is up here. What do I need to see? And, of course, I'm sure everybody has read reports about coyotes ending up in cities. You know, in Canada, we have this issue in many different cities across the country, I might add, where they're starting to congregate in cities or parks and so on. And so there's warning signs because coyotes are actually attacking people. Not only are they attacking small dogs and other animals, but they're have been aggressive toward people, and unfortunately a lot of conservation officers have had to go in and put them down, you know, because they're posing a risk. And I've read reports it's happening in the U.S. as well. So this has been going on, I'd say, since last year that I have it. Like, it may be going on longer. It's just when it piqued my interest. And I'm like, that's very interesting that you can't say over in Stanley Park, Vancouver, that, you know, there might be rabies going around and they want to, you know, catch one and test it and see if there's an illness when it's also happening in these other places. And then it was earlier this year, there's several reports of whales attacking boaters and ships in the Atlantic off Iceland and the UK. And I thought, now what's up with that? Fishermen going out and their boats are rammed. And it didn't happen once or twice, but this has been the now on whale alert because in that area. Well, just the other day I read a report that otters, this is family of otters in this particular area, that have suddenly started attacking humans. Now, otters are, you know, very passive, submissive, skittish critters. They hide, you know, they just run away. But so up there in the Yukon, I believe it was, Yukon near Alaska, and this area, so they're attempting, you know, conservationists, they're attempting to, you know, trap one and see what's kind of going on with these reports of these otters attacking people. Now, there's been other cases of animals, and I know the list can be long, and I'm sure other people have read stories too. And of course, we look at people and certain areas, and, oh, you know, something's not right in the energy frequency. Mm. And my theory, my theory is, I'm not going to go down the line of climate change and you know, that kind of thing, which it may well have some relevance. I'm going along the line of technology. Now, there are studies done about cattle being around, you know, a lot of telephone poles or, what do they call it? Energy plants, power plants.
Talking about power lines themselves or, you know, power plant stations.
Power plants, and there's a lot of energy around that area where it diminishes fertility and inhibits growth. And there's actual studies about this. You can look that up. And so I'm thinking, now there's a lot more because we're using so many cell phones. Cell phones give off radiation. So do your microwaves, people. But it culminates with so much in the air. Electromagnetic frequencies, radiation, and of course 5G. And I'm not a 5G conspiracy freak, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying when you keep increasing these frequencies of energy that are around, they're bound to hit the nervous system. What's also important to note, I think, is that even like we know that dogs can hear pitches of sound that we cannot hear. And there's a lot of wildlife that can hear, you know, it's very audible to them, certain sounds or pitches. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't do anything to us. You know, we can't hear that. And we filter right. it out. So,
just in the same way that there are certain wavelengths of light that exist that we can't see with our eyes.
Exactly. So I'm thinking that, you know, it's a possibility that what we're doing in technology is affecting nature in ways that maybe obviously nobody thought about. And it's a possibility. I think if we continue to stay fixated on the sciences that we're familiar with, we're going to miss a whole new realm of science that needs to be explored. So that's all. Mm-hmm. I think we can't just say, oh, there must be something physically wrong with them, oh, there's a disease or this. But it's putting two and two and two together to say there's something we need to look at here that we haven't looked at before.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see that there's, you know, something going on, so then it becomes a test of, well, what is that? And you try to identify it. And, of course, you know, I'll always throw this classic out that correlation does not always equal causation, but we do start with correlation to investigate. We don't end there, but it's a good place to start because, you know, that's ultimately how we've discovered many things other than accident. But, you know, I will say that there are always going to be, I think, these escalating technology, you're talking about the energy that's being put out, and it has physical changes. I do think that life will always have a way of adapting, but it's also about trying to be more aware so that we can do things in a healthier way, because things don't always have to be painful. Things don't have to be counterproductive. Life will always figure it out. Life will constantly keep pushing forward. And even when you had alluded to climate change and things, which is not really the topic tonight, but even in that way, the Earth will survive. The Earth will always survive us. It's just climate change is affecting humanity in the short term, relatively speaking, to our species. But life itself will always find a way to push on. And there's something ultimately remarkable about that.
Do we really need the woolly mammoth?
Yes.
Do we really need to try to resurrect the woolly mammoth? And for the record, people, there's a group of scientists that got funding because they could extract the DNA of a woolly mammoth, and they're going to try to clone and rebuild the woolly mammoth. I kid you not.
Well, obviously, they no longer have their niche in the evolutionary world, but nobody has tasted a woolly mammoth.
Oh,
and
there you go.
You only have no idea. It could be the most delicious thing. Maybe that's why, human beings began to thrive 10,000 years ago. We still had access to the woolly mammoth.
Well, but, I think that human beings would be the only predator of the woolly mammoth.
Oh, my God. So. Yeah. So, I think Wendy, we're the only predator of a lot of things these days.
I agree. Wendy was just asking, there's a 5G conspiracy. She said, I may want to research this before getting a 5G phone. Okay. Go ahead, Michael. Explain the 5G.
Well, 5G is just fifth-generation cellular networks and things like that. They obviously use a different frequency to transmit data at a higher rate. Wendy was joking. She had already bought her 5G phone a year ago and joking about should have researched it. But at the same time, I try to keep an open mind, but I naturally am skeptical of things that seem unlikely to me or to my gut. So this is one of those things where, in certain ways of affecting nature, okay, maybe. We know that, especially many types of birds or different creatures, they navigate, they have a lot of their behavior affected by the, electromagnetic currents around the Earth and things like that. I can't really explain it well. But, in the sense of, is 5G, obviously there was one that was ridiculous, that 5G was one of the causes of COVID, which was just foolish on its face. I don't know what kind of negative impacts it could have. I know that there's a lot of things that have been thrown around. 5G has become kind of a boogeyman, and I don't know how much it's affecting human thought, human neurology, and the physical mind, but
a lot of people claim to have done a lot of studies on the 5G energy frequencies, and I have to say at this point I'm not sure what is believable anymore. So, I think the jury's out in a way for me.
I think that in life, far more often than not, the reality turns out to be rather more mundane than we thought it was otherwise. Except for lead. I mean, that's... We know that's poisonous.
Asbestos.
Maybe we may find out. For a long time, nobody had any idea of the level of lethality and poison that was in concentrations of lead and how it could leak into water and things like that. So now we know. Is this going to be one of those things? And unfortunately, only time will tell. But we have to be careful in knowing that the truth and finding real truth is a very difficult thing, because the world is vast and complicated and full of infinite variables. But, now I get to this point and my inner monologue is thinking, okay, now how do we tie this back to energies and frequencies?
Well, energy frequencies, we all know how different music affects us,
mm-hmm.
and, how you feel and what, your sensations or your body. There's all kinds of meditation music, and there's all kinds of, so we know how that affects the senses and the nervous system. So we can go through the five primary senses, but then there's the, other senses mm-hmm. that we're not conscious of.
Right.
And whether that's an intuitive sense, a sense or a, just an automatic perceptive ability that you go in and feel something in a room. There's so many ways about that, how energy is working,
and
that not enough science, I think, has been done to that. However, now we've got what's the name of that so-called syndrome that's going around?
Havana syndrome.
Thank you. And where they believe they're investigating electromagnetic kind of like radio waves, is being used as, you know, some kind of military.
Well,
I don't want to say that to make people kind of, sick.
Yeah, it's not exactly a biological weapon per se, but it's definitely something that seems to be targeted at embassies, places where they're going to have intelligence personnel, because it's not really, it's not enough to make you take you out of combat. It's enough to mess with your ability to think and analyze, and you're no longer productive in that role. So you have to be trained for that.
Affecting the nervous system. Yeah.
Exactly. Affects the nervous system and in ways that give you headaches, that, you know, you hear ringing and things like that. And,
so
you
know,
have
read about it, Michael.
What's that?
You have read about it.
Yeah. Oh, Havana Syndrome? Yeah, it's been widely documented. And, you know, some people have said that it could be some type of mass hysteria, which I think is a joke. But, you know, it, the cause is still relatively unknown. I heard concentrated microwaves, but, you know, it's one of those interesting mysteries about the modern era. And, you know, at a certain point in time, likely something will be declassified in the future, or some regime will have fallen and the records will come out and we'll find out, oh, it was this. But for right now, at least we, the public, don't really know what it is. But that's a perfect example, Dr. Hunter, of, you know, how energies affect the nervous system. And I was going to allude to, if we're going to give credence to the idea of a kind of social consciousness, or a group consciousness between all of humanity, like the combined power of our consciousness kind of becoming this, I don't know how to quite explain it. You know, there's always a mood in a society or a country or a people, and it seems like there's this kind of sixth sense, that some other subconscious sense, one of the things that you were talking about earlier, Dr. Hunter, where we all kind of connect. And if we're going to be, you know, just kind of thought experiments, asking questions without verifiable answers, and honestly we don't know, is it possible these heightened levels of energy are affecting that, are affecting our ability to perhaps intuitively empathize or connect on the group consciousness level that we may have once been able to do?
Well, and basically what we're saying is if some energy sources can be used for negative, then there's other energy sources that can be used for positive. And I think that that's what this is teaching us, I believe, and how each of us is responsible for our own frequency. It doesn't mean we aren't at the mercy sometimes of, you know, sounds and sights and smells, because they do affect us. But then to continually remind ourselves and be conscious of, this isn't mine, you know. So it's just checking in with yourself, you know, that whether it's through a meditation or just calling your own name out to say, my spirit needs to get back in my body, you know, and healing yourself in ways that we know energy can work to the best of our ability. Because, I mean, look, if I was so good, I'd be, you know, sitting on the side of a Tibetan mountain or something. You know, I'm just saying, I'm not there yet. But, I mean, all things are possible. So what you're saying, Michael, is if more of us really, what does it take, 10% for a tipping point, you know, into a starting a new trend or changing a consciousness. So the more people that think in positive ways and stay in good ways and send out good frequencies, you know, we still have a lot of hope. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the basis of Reiki, isn't it? And
yeah, absolutely.
Sending Reiki, you know, visualizing symbols and using those symbols and propelling that energy. The same way with chakra colors. You know, if we can find that source, that we can find that bit of oomph to, bit of power behind our thoughts, and use whatever we need to create improved energies, energy sources. Now, I don't know if, you know, I'm not saying that we can combat in the event that something like 5G and all these other radiation frequencies is harmful. I mean, I think we're just, as you said earlier, Michael, we're an adapting species. We're all changing.
All species are. I mean, we've been using radio waves for communication for centuries now, and that's only grown more complicated bit by bit. So did it start with, you know, cell phone towers? Did it start with 5G? No, it's just an evolution of something that's already been ongoing.
Sure. And so this is where I wonder how much of this is affecting people's psychology and their nervous system, their brain waves. So if you're already predisposed to, some people are predisposed to things like diabetes. Well, if you're predisposed to a central nervous system issue, you know, and it doesn't take much to aggravate that. You know, we're now seeing people angry on airplanes. And I can't believe that something like, a little bit of oppression from COVID is going to make people stupid, you know, and angry.
Well, there really doesn't need to be a good reason to make people stupid and angry.
that's a drop of a hat. Is there something else at work that we're unconscious of that is creating an irritation in nervous systems?
Hmm.
So, I'm just saying, Michael, it's a possibility.
It absolutely is. I mean, I think that, you know, and pop culture and fiction have pointed these things out, and I think it is going to be within our technological ability to use frequencies to make people change behavior in some way, perhaps. Obviously, great example. For those old enough to see the R-rated movie, The Kingsman, that was one of the big premises, mm-hmm. is that, you know, people were using electronic frequencies to send people into a rage. That being said, historically, if anything, the Lizard Illuminati are trying to use frequencies to pacify people because we are the most peaceful, honestly, than we've ever, ever been in our history. It's in human history as a averaged total. Now is the most peaceful time to exist. There is fewer violence amongst humans now than there ever has been. And it, you know, it just seems like, I don't know, the more and more I look back in history, the more and more I appreciate that I live today. Because the more that you see human barbarism from every corner of the earth and just superstition that is completely unfounded. You know, I made a joke either last week or the week before about something along the lines of, at least we don't sacrifice people for a better crop anymore. And, you know, so things are bad, but, you know, they're not as bad as they used to be. And people are violent.
Not that you know of.
True enough. But people are violent, but generally not as violent as they used to be. But there is an uptick in this kind of, you know, madness, this kind of crazy violence, those, you know, shooters that go out and want to inflict mass damage, people that get so enraged at something that they need to take it out on a large swath of people. I think we're seeing an uptick in that, while overall the population is more peaceful. And that's, I think, an unusual dynamic.
Well, Audra is saying 20 years ago, if someone freaked out in an airplane, you wouldn't hear about it unless a newspaper or news station covered it. Now you have 200-plus potential people broadcasting and resharing. And you know what, Audra, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think that, and she's also making a point about cell phones are making it easier for us to see the craziness.
Absolutely, and, yeah.
But I think that the point are... The point here is that there has always been this in society. It wasn't until we could see it with our own eyes or know about it firsthand that we believe it. For instance, the residential schools and the numbers of graves that they're finding. I've known about that my whole life. But they suddenly find, you know, through the help of sonar, all these unmarked graves. And now there are thousands of them being found. And, of course, everyone's outraged. And I'm thinking, only because you have sonar radar now that you're outraged because you didn't believe anybody before.
So, yeah, well,
you know,
I mean...
You can say, oh, there's no racism until you see the videos, you know? And so all things being relative, we're now much more aware of...
Yes.
What's going on through our technology. So again, for the upsides, the downsides, the other sides, you know, we are in a really big learning curve about what kind of society we want to live in.
We are. And there's always going to be inherent bias. And Racism is nothing more than tribalistic inherent bias and otherizing. And when you have these situations, of course, people want to do things and they want to do it, keep it in the dark. And a lot of people don't want to believe it because of a couple things. It would be an uncomfortable truth for them to challenge on a number of fronts. They don't want to think about how it reflects on the society overall. And it does impede progress to the reality of an improved world or a people that are just. But, you know, the world has a lot of work to, you know, ahead of it to improve the human condition, to improve human awareness. But we have to look at how far we've come. And we can't have this false idea that in the past, you know, things were different in the sense that people got along or people weren't petty or people weren't negative. I think there was in the Western world this period after World War II where it was rather blissful. There was plenty of resources if you were white, and there were plenty of, you know, opportunities in a lot of ways. So it creates this idea of there was a time of plenty. And we're kind of still living in that. There was a time of relative ease. Technology changed everybody's life. It was an age of technological wonders. So today it is, you know, for the average person across multiple income levels, because of technology, because of the advancements we've made, life is easier now than it ever has been. We work on average far fewer hours than we ever did before in the 19th, 17th, et cetera, centuries going back. We work a lot, but we don't work 6 days a week from dawn till dusk. Things have changed. And yet, there are a lot of people that are very dissatisfied. And not that they don't always have a reason to be, but sometimes I think if we don't appreciate what we have, it's almost as if we're disrespecting the struggles and sacrifices that generations past went through to get us here.
Well, I think that in light of what you're saying, Michael, we have to be very, at least to try to remember or be educated about the fact that we've only had a middle class for about 100 years.
Exactly.
There was no middle class before.
Well, there were. They weren't the aristocracy, but they were the shop owners, the traders, people that were wealthy. That was what the middle class was. The people that had means that were not the aristocracy.
Well, there was those who had and those who didn't and had to work their butts off. And then we developed this so-called middle-class people, and that's slowly diminishing. And I think this is where it's tough for people that to see that bigger picture, as you're trying to point out. You know, there is this bigger picture. I know, and that doesn't really help somebody when they're having a bad day and struggling to pay the rent. And we get it. You know, it's really easy for us to sit here and philosophize about these things. What I will say, though, is that a frequency is a frequency of energy that we're all putting out. And I'm not saying, you know, pretend to be positive. I'm saying get real with your energy and vibrate to that level and stay on your own frequency for life, and then to amplify that, you know, as a progression to life. Because I think that that's somehow where we're kind of losing sight. And that's because people are in a pressure cooker, you know, and we can't deny that. Things don't feel so good. And, oh my God, you just open one page of the news and it's like, whoa, Armageddon. Mm-hmm. And so minimize that as much as possible, but don't be ignorant to it. And then carry about your business as best as you can with progress. You know, I have a good friend of mine who, she's 64, just had to move to a brand new town where she knows nobody to take on a new job. And we were talking yesterday about being older and, you know, what the, you know, what's out there for older people when you have to keep working because old age pension ain't going to cut it. And, you know, she said, this is just where I have to suck it up. I just have to do it. And you got to keep going. until the going can't keep anymore. And I said, well, we don't know what next year's going to bring. And it's just being a support for each other, being mm-hmm. able to vent out how you're feeling and feel like you're being heard. I mean, listening is really listening. It's not just hearing that and brushing it off, yeah, but. It's about validating and understanding and finding that compassion and sensitivity for each other, because that's its own frequency, you see. And then everything calms down, but then we can find that strength and the empowerment to keep going, because that creates another frequency. I think one of the worst things is to not feel heard. And
oh, absolutely. I mean, we're a communal species. We need to exist as a communal species, and when we're not heard, it's isolating. It makes you feel like you're alone in the world.
Well, there's a wonderful Dr. Gabor Mate, I believe. He said it's not trauma that's the issue. It's feeling alone with trauma that creates problems. And I have to absolutely agree. Coming from the background that I did as a child, it wasn't so much what was taking place as not having anybody to hear. See, and that absolute aloneness. And that stays with you for a long time. But then that creates a frequency. So if we can feel better connected with others, have friends, and, you know, I'm really fortunate, you know, being an older woman, I say that because it's relative, and having nurtured these wonderful female woman friendships, and it's taken years to cultivate this handful of women. We all live in different cities, different provinces, but we're really tight. We're all there for each other and a good support system. And it's always in a way of, number one, finding humor. Humor is its own frequency, really.
Oh, the best frequency.
But the other is to validate and vent and find solutions. We're always looking for other kinds of solutions to issues. And sometimes we just like to sit around and talk about how we could fix the whole world. That's fun too, you see? But that's a frequency. So those friendships are invaluable. And I'm ever so grateful for that. And so if you find a couple of people in your life where you can carry a friendship, because so many people feel alone. It's very hard to get connected with other people where they aren't hiding something. The secrecy, the lies, the manipulations, the issues. You know, there's a lot of issues these days. So rather than the surface friendships, the real, you know, feeling safe and comfortable and accepted in a friendship, you know, and so that's what I really believe we need more of that. That further changes the frequency of our immediate environment, but our culture as a country, wherever you live, and that affects globally.
Absolutely. So, and I would say that, you know, friendships take work. You have to, you know, put in effort. You have to, you know, sometimes meet people in the middle. You have to also not want to change them. If they're not the kind of person you want to be around without trying to change who they are, then you either need to accept them for who they are or, you know, end that friendship. I will also say that technology is a wonderful way to augment that kind of friendship connection, but it can't replace the ability to really have a deep connection with somebody face-to-face or, you know, even by phone. But just, I'm sorry, there's nothing that really compares to being able to sit with somebody and talk and get, you know, share ideas, share life, things like that. Technology is it has made it possible to stay in touch with people we would have never been able to in the past, and it is still wonderful, but it's not a replacement for that physical kind of friendship. But
so I think that's part of what we're all missing these days. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's COVID, so, but we'll get back to it. And I think now we are reprioritizing who we want to spend time with. If you only have so much time, who do you want to be with? Who is, you know, the shared value? You know, so these are changing times, and we're changing our frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's that time, Michael.
It is. It is that time of the evening. We're going to be drawing some cards from our inner oracle deck. And Dr. Hunter, you'll be drawing from the tarot.
Yes.
And, you know, great conversation tonight. I really appreciated the back and forth and exploring some interesting ideas, which is really what I look forward to each and every week. But, all right. I think we already have some names coming up. And Dr. Edward, I believe, is first. Let's see. I have number 36, gratitude. All right, let's see. Number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Edward, aren't there just wonderful days when you're just glad to be home and have a home? And you just say, I just want to be at home. And the Hierophant is saying that to me. It's just a, you know, don't feel bad for, you know, those days where you want to shut the world out. It's just being grateful that you have a home and that you're there, and just be okay with, you know, today is the day. And this is a good place to be. So the Hierophant is all about the home and conformity and routines and rhythms. And, you know, if you got a little OCD, that's okay. We don't care. You know, as long as, you know, it's not hurting anybody. It's not, you know, harming your life. And I don't know why I bring that up. Everybody all have habits and things. But there's just days where, just be home and be okay with doing nothing some days. That's what I say. I don't know why it comes up for you, Edward. I hope that makes sense in some way.
That's a good message. Sometimes you just have to go through that phase. Yeah. And our card keeper, Wendy pointed out, Dr. Edward does not have this card, and it is the first time, at least in a long time, that we pulled number 36.
Yeah.
All right. And we have Dr. Jeff next. Let's see. I have number 31, Sacred Obligations.
Good one.
Let's see. Sacred Obligations. A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
Jeff, I get the Wheel of Fortune in support of that, and I think that's pretty cool. And Wendy is saying that you had sacred obligations a couple of times, once in May and once in July this year. So it's come up again for you. But this time it's being willing to take chances, take risks, you know. And I know that, congratulations, by the way, Jeff is back home with his new life partner and turning a new page in his life, and it's wonderful. So I think that's what you're doing. It's those sacred obligations and feeling comfortable with the unknown and willing to dive in. And I think that's exactly what you're doing, Jeff. Congratulations.
Well, I'll second that. Congratulations, Dr. Jeff.
I think we have Ronnie up next, don't we, Michael?
We do. And Ronnie, I have a wild card. Wild card number 5, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others. Always a good card, and I think it's especially prescient for the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ronnie, and it might be relevant for you, if not today, then this week in some way. I pulled the Three of Spades, which is disappointment. So don't hate, and then with that disappointment, I said, okay, what is that about? So I did draw another card, which is the Chariot, which that excited me then. So there might be a situation or someone that, I'm going to go with the word disappointment here, that you might be disappointed in, or someone you're upset with. Maybe it didn't quite go your way. And I say rise above it. The Chariot says move forward. You are in control of both positive and negative forces, and you can move forward. So in this case, let that other negative energy just blow through you. Never mind about that, and move forward. I know it's not always easy, but take a breath, you know, let it go. And I think a bigger part of what we deal with a lot of times is acceptance. Once we accept it's true and we believe it, then we can manage it and know where we're going with that. Hope that makes sense. I'd like to thank Dr. Edward for his feedback on the first cards of gratitude and Hierophant, and he said, yes, it's very true. I'm glad for that. And sometimes I have no idea what I'm talking about.
But yet it connects.
We have Jamil up next. So.
All right, Jamil. Another wild card of the evening. Number 8, freedom. Let's see. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
I love the Hanged Man. It's actually my favorite card of the entire tarot, to be honest. Think of Odin hanging on the tree of Yggdrasil, you know, emptying his pockets. Who am I without the physical world? And of course, Odin wanted to know the secrets of the universe and the secrets of women. And Mimir said, you have to sacrifice an eye in order to, of course, this is symbolic too. In order to know what I know, you have to give something up, which usually is a belief system, right? And freedom with the Hanged Man just says to me, Jamil, that for you at this time is surrendering an old belief system, an old idea that frees you up to open your consciousness and more about your soul's journey. And once we free ourselves up of things that we have, you know, held on to, it's transformational, really. And thanks for writing. He says, freedom along with the Hanged Man. Those are great cards for me tonight. So thanks for writing that, Jamil, because that's really powerful message for you. You know, you're in a turning a page also. And thanks to Ronnie for saying that that don't hate Three of Spades Chariot thing made sense to her tonight. So so that's good to know. Thank you for that.
Always love
Michael,
to be
we
back.
Have Audra next.
Audra, I pulled number 1, perfection.
Good one.
Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Audra, two cards literally did come out together. It's the King of Clubs and the Ace of Clubs. So I don't know what the man has to do with this achievement for you, and maybe things have been a bit mysterious, a synchronicity, you know, things lining up for you, but it, again, you're on your frequency, and as close to your frequency as you can get, and things are starting to activate. And this could be a heart, you know, coming to you from a man or somebody who certainly is your ally, your support. So I'll leave it at that much. But you're on to something here, and even though you don't understand it, it is working perfectly in your favor. Okay? That's my message.
Good message. All right. And we have, let's see, Dr. Kevin next.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevin, I pulled number 11, awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Well, I don't know how the Queen of Swords, Queen of Spades plays into your scenario today, Kevin, but something that you might be curious about in a woman who is particularly assertive or somebody who plays a role in your life right now, something that you're trying to figure out. And what Michael is saying is that there is an increased awareness coming to you, and maybe it is about insights to a woman or a woman that you'd like to be with. I'm not quite clear on that. But and how to a partner. Now, partnering doesn't have to be in an intimate way. Partnering can be in any number of ways, even a work relationship. So it's just trying to understand a behavior, an individual, and other points of view. So I'll kind of maybe leave it at rest at that. So I hope that makes sense. So if it's not today, I think it's this week. So that's what I want to add to there. That's my intuition.
And it's usually spot on. I will say that from past experience.
Okay.
All right. And our card keeper, Wendy. I have number 29 for you. Pay it forward. Good one and a classic. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way that you can pay it forward right now?
And it doesn't have to be anything physical, because, yeah, when you have the page of clubs, the page of wands here, it's about communication. So maybe it is a life lesson, a sentence, words of wisdom. You know, it doesn't always have to be something physical that you could, you know, you think that you have to do. So I think what's happening here is an exchange, a communication, an opportunity for you to share something that you have learned, maybe even reveal something about yourself, Wendy, that you wouldn't expect to reveal, and that you're feeling safe enough to do. So I think that that's all about being comfortable with ourselves and knowing when to speak, when not to speak, and in this case, you are. Again, I want to thank everybody for the feedback. You know, I say this with all sincerity, everyone, I have no idea what I'm talking about when I'm talking. I really don't. It's a free flow. I just trust that whatever's coming, I don't really believe it's me. I'm just the channel. So Audra is saying to her perfection with that King and Ace of Clubs, she said it's interesting and puzzling. She's been working on accepting and learning from mistakes and moving on rather than dwelling. The second half, that's the puzzling part, looking forward to meeting this person. I'm just saying, I just throw it out there, and what I'm seeing, that even though we don't understand what's going on in life, that, you know, there is some synchronicity going on. And Kevin is saying for his awareness with this woman, he said, well, how insightful. It is a woman. How could you possibly know? I don't know how I could possibly know anything. So I want to leave it right there. And Wendy is saying it was spot on for her, too. So I appreciate that because it's, look, if everybody's saying to me, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, I'd kind of go quiet, you see, because I don't know. It doesn't do anything for my ego, and that's a really important thing I want to share with everybody. I'm not saying thanks for the feedback because it makes me feel important. It makes me feel encouraged that I'm listening in a good way.
Right.
And that I'm really hearing them. This is cool, you know. And I got in touch with a good old friend of mine. She had finally divorced, thankfully, and we've reconnected since then. I kid you not. And we're both Norwegian. So one of the things I was saying is I don't have a Norwegian name. Being 88% Scandinavian now that my DNA is updated. And she said, well, I think you're a Meta. I said, well, what's a Meta? Well, it turns out it's pearl in Norwegian, and which was my great-grandmother's name. And I said, you know that, they called her Pearly. And she said, oh, I'm really glad to know my intuition is still working. She said, sometimes I just don't know anymore. I said, well, there you are. My great-grandmother's here. That's awesome.
So, yeah. And know, life makes itself known
just
in a lot of ways.
It. Sorry. Yeah. Well, sorry I cut you off there, Michael.
I didn't mean to cut you off either, so my apologies as well.
We collided. But that's why I say that interaction. And for my friend Shelley, she was saying that she hasn't had many of these conversations with people to get that feedback, to know that, you know, what it is she's growing in herself. She keeps it to herself. So we've been having more talks, and it's great fun because it empowers our sense of spirit. That's what it does for me. It's a good thing. Dr. Edwards said it's quantum mechanics, Dr. Vicky. It sure is.
Oh, I
completely
agree.
Thanks for the reminder.
And that's kind of what I was getting at, too, is that, you know, in the mathematics and the statistical probabilities of which cards get pulled when, of which tarot card leads you down which path or which sparks which intuition that goes into it. So, yeah, a lot of things at play, and they come out in seemingly small ways.
Mm. Well, it's been a great conversation tonight, Michael.
It has.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. The pleasure's all mine. Let's see.
I know we went over tonight, but we've had a good time.
Ah, we did. But, hey, you know, who's going to get us in trouble? I mean, you guys aren't going to tell. Nobody will ever know. But no, I think it's been a great discussion. Looking forward to everybody joining us next week. I'd like to, you know, maybe delve into an exploration of the mysterious and unknown, and we could do it on a broad range of things. I want to think about the potential unknowns of life after death, or the potential unknowns of the universe, and the fact that we live with mystery each and every day because there's so much that we don't know and can't know.
Great conversation.
And the week after that's going to be the last broadcast before Halloween. So what are you thinking? Maybe something a little bit period specific or holiday-ish kind of thing. Maybe talk
witchy.
About yeah, talk about witchcraft, talk about maybe the
Yay.
Modern Wiccan movement, go into some history of ghosts, maybe even different mythological things such as ghouls, goblins, things like that. So try to keep it a little bit grounded, but have a little fun with it. So
I'd love to.
All right, well, please join us next week. Any last thoughts before we wrap up, Dr. Hunter?
No, everybody hang in there. Crazy days, but we got this. Keep
we
your
do.
Frequency going.
We do. We got this. Keep your frequencies going. Keep your awareness going up. And
yep.
We are all here together, and we're going to make it together. So until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.